away from England. That would be Johan van Vieren from his kingdom today. Hello, Johan. How are you doing?
Hi, Janine. I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you are coming to South Africa, so obviously we have got a lot to talk about, but you actually came from South Africa and ended up in London. So let's start there. Let's introduce you first as the person you are before you start impressing anyone. The one who's at home with Michelle, introduce that guy.
Okay, well, that's a very good question. So listen, Janine, I'm just a normal guy. You know, I still have, I wouldn't say exactly a 9-to-5 job, but I'm a freelance, audio video technician. But my life was radically changed by the gospel of Jesus 15 years ago. So, in some ways I feel like, you know, I have a part-time job, but my full-time job is just living out the love and the grace of Jesus. Just do whatever I can just to live that out every day. And I have a big heart for evangelism and youth. Back in South Africa, we were very much involved with youth camps and outreaches as much as possible. So, yeah, I guess that's who I am. Like you said, my wife is here with me. She's still snuggled in bed, but we're both coming to South Africa, and I think she knows you, apparently. I don't know if you know her, but she knows you from the Uki campus. She was there I think about 3 years that she was there, part of that team, and she says she remembers you fondly.
Oh my word. Okay, but why did you end up in London? I mean, you were very involved with ex-dada camps here in South Africa, and you had a whole life here. How did you end up in London?
Yes, Janine, you know what? It's something that God put on our hearts, and I think for so many people, it's sometimes the story of, you know, God puts something on your heart, but you don't really see the entire picture. But it's something that God put on our hearts, and we made the move. And Janine, I can't tell you how faithful God has been, and just the awesome testimonies that we've seen, even in just these past 2 months, how God has accelerated so many things in our lives and in His kingdom. You know, London and the UK needs Jesus. They need a revelation that Jesus is alive. You know, He died for us on the cross, but He rose again. And it's not a dead religion. We serve a living, loving Jesus that wants to be involved in our lives, and is full of grace and full of power.
Okay, but now you come here, you're an outsider. Nah, you're from South Africa, which gives you the interest, you know, it makes you interesting to people in England, but it doesn't bring you in, you know. And I've heard a lot about in England that people are very cliquey, that they work with the people that they know, that it's hard to get to the hearts of people. Did you experience that, or does it give you more credibility that you're from somewhere else?
You know what, Janine, I think it's all to do with the calling of God. You know, people has told me that my accent helps me. So maybe that is something that actually counts in my favor, because maybe people, you know, give an ear to listen because they hear this guy's accent sounds very interesting. So maybe that's something that has helped. But I really believe there where God has called you, He will make a way.
Yeah, because I'm thinking you've got your full-time job and that's how you make your money. You've got your own business. But how do you get an open door into ministry, into having opportunity to speak? Because obviously people, because they don't know you, it's a risk to put someone unknown, a stranger, on your pulpit.
Yeah. You know what, Janine? It's the pulpit is one part of it, and we're involved with a church, and it's about, you know, building those relationships, and through those relationships I get regular opportunities, you know, to preach from the pulpit. But it's about so much more than that. If I can share this, I'm going to try and keep it as short as possible, because I can talk about these things you know, for so long. But God has called all of us to live in a way that Jesus has lived. He's given all of us the Great Commission, and through my work I get to meet so many people and have so many amazing conversations. And, you know, just this was about 2 months ago. I was on my way to work and God said to me, I felt the Holy Spirit speak to me. He said, Johan, never let, you know, a day at work just be another mundane day, you know, just something that you do out of routine. But realize that every day is an opportunity to manifest my presence. And I was meditating on that throughout the entire day. And on my way home on the trains, I had three strangers come up to me and they started talking to me and I was able to share the heart of God with all three of them. And I want to just single out the last guy, the final guy I met, just to give you a little bit of a picture of how that looked. You know, he was somebody on the street who was asking people for money. But I didn't know this. I was just on my way home, was close to him, and this guy approached me and he just greeted me, just said, "Hello, sir." And I greeted him back and I was just the whole day focusing on, you know, seeing people through the eyes of Jesus. And I greeted him back. And then I promise you, that guy gave two steps back and started crying.
Wow.
He said to me, "Johan, this is the first time I felt like a human being and I don't know how long, just by how you greeted me." And I was able to minister the love of Jesus to him. And this guy's never had a religious background. And I've been walking a road with this guy and he's given his heart to Jesus since then. So it's more than just preaching from the pulpit. It is really living out the life of Jesus in our everyday lives.
But you are visiting a few churches here in South Africa. You're coming
yes.
back. Are you coming back just to minister? Are you going to visit the family? Or what are you going to do while you're here in South Africa?
Yes, of course, we're going to visit the family as well. I'm sure a lot of them are listening. So we're looking very much forward to seeing all of you. But yes, we're looking so forward to the events we're going to have. I don't know if this is my cue to plug the events.
No, we're going to get to the events at the end.
Okay,
I'm yes. curious about, I mean, you've got a whole title for this tour of yours, A Red Beetle, Racing Boots
yeah.
and the Cross. I love the title.
Yes.
I am very curious.
Oh, amazing.
Please tell me what's up.
Amazing. You know what, Jendine? It's a long story. So for all the detail, you will have
Give
to come
the short
to one of
version.
The events. It'd be actually be amazing to see you there. But you know, in short, it's these stories, the Red Beetle and the Racing Boots, they signify just real events that happen in my life, real testimonies that happen in my life. And my heart is to show people that, yes, of course, God shows up on a Sunday, you know, at church in our church lives, but God shows up in outside of church as well. And he wants to show up in people's lives outside of church in the things we're busy with, in you know, our family lives, our plans, our works. He wants to show up and whatever our situation is.
You have a testimony to share, and I want to give you the opportunity to share that testimony, because people who've who've been through depression and anxiety, people who've grown up in some dead religion, they will understand what you say when you go get it there. Give me your testimony.
Yeah. Janine, I'm going to try and break it down for you as short as possible, you know, for the time we have. But I think it's very important to understand like where I came from. I grew up in a very interesting household with my mom on one side, who is still today such a devout Christian, and my dad on the other side, who was a very devout atheist. So I was growing up in this house with, you know, in a tug of war. And when I was about the age of 16, I really committed to my father's worldview, which was atheism. And you know what? When you're 16, you know, you look at life and you weigh up these things. And, you know, I thought to myself, well, atheism, you know, it sounds like, you know, they got science on their side, you know, and is very reasonable and so forth. But on the other side, that I maybe didn't realize back then, was that, you know, I probably thought as well, like, oh, it's going to be nice to embrace atheism, because then I don't have to try up and live up to the standard that I felt that, you know, the
Christianity
religion
demands.
Was putting on Christianity was putting on me. Because from a very young age, you know, there was many times I tried to be a good Christian, and I'm putting up my air quotes, and I knew I miserably failed. You know, I wasn't able to live up to the standard in my heart that I knew, you know, God, God's perfect standard. And so I think, you know, part of it was embracing atheism, because I thought, well, now I don't have to, you know, try and live up to a standard. I can just live my life. But what I didn't realize was there's so many pitfalls in that worldview. And my atheism soon left me very depressed and full of anxiety, because if you really break down atheism, and that's the kind of person I am, I like to go to, you know, the foundation of things. And if you really break it down, you find out that the message behind atheism is that we're all alone. There's no purpose to life. Your life doesn't matter. People around you's life don't matter. And that's just, you know, the when you really get down to it. And I'm really thankful that, you know, like I said, 50 years ago, I had a radical meeting and a really radical encounter with the gospel of Jesus. And I always just have to plug this one guy's name, Donnie Hubert. He was such a pivotal part in that journey with me. He was somebody who worked with me, and he was a Christian, but he was the first Christian I ever met that really lived out Jesus towards me. And when I was in a place where I didn't see my own self-worth and I was just living for my own selfish ambitions, this guy really, not because he wanted anything in return, I just think he decided in his heart one day that he's going to live Jesus for me. And it was a very sacrificial friendship that he had. He went out of his way to really to show me love and to really be a good friend to me. And in a time where I didn't see even my own value or value of other people, he saw value in me. And, you know, it was a little bit of somewhat of John the Baptist, you know, to me, like almost like, you know, making ready the way for Jesus. So that was also a very big part of the testimony, was the role that Donnie played in my life.
When did you then meet Michelle? Was this before you got converted or afterwards?
No, this was afterwards. This was probably I was well in my journey with Jesus, probably about 7 years into my journey with Jesus. I was working in America at that time, at a church in America at the time, and Michelle was also traveling back and forth between South Africa and America, ministering at youth camps in America. And that's kind of like how the connection started.
Because I was wondering, now you get passionately converted. Now you find out Jesus is real, that this is something worth dying for, and that you want to tell the world. If you have someone with you as your partner who truly believes in what you're doing, that must make all the difference, even if you want to travel to other countries.
Yes, of course. It makes a massive difference, you know. The Bible says, I can't remember, but the Bible is very clear about, you know, how much more we can do if we work together, how much more two can do when they're yoked together. So, of course, it's absolutely such a blessing to have my wife with me, who has the absolute same heart for the gospel and the same passions. You know, it makes the world of a difference to just to have somebody to walk this journey with.
Okay, so now you're coming to South Africa, and the 15th of November is your first one that you're doing here. Tell us exactly who's presenting this.
So it's going to be at Christ Life Ministries in Valeria. So the pastor there is Gerrit Grobler. They're wonderful people. Before we came to London, that was the church that we were plugged into. And I can't say more. I can't say enough good things about them. So that's going to be at Christ Life Ministries. Yeah, they're in Valeria.
Okay, and what is One Heart? Because I see Moot One Heart, Centurion One Heart. What is One Heart?
Yes. So One Heart is the outreach ministry of the Exterde Youth. So it's So it's this wonderful team of young people. They do so much outreach ministry in schools, and they are excellent at just hosting events and getting young people involved. So the young people are also invited. It's got to be a complete family event, but the Young Heart guys, they do so much good work, and it's kind of tricky for me to organize all the details while I'm here. So I've given all of that over to the One Heart team. They are facilitating all the practical stuff for us. So it's just wonderful to have them apart.
Still working with Exterde. And I see that they're handling the kids as well. If you want to bring your kids, they are organized for the events.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so that would be the 15th. And the other one?
So from there, we're traveling to Mossel Bay. On the 19th of November, we're going to be at Living Victory Church in Mossel Bay. It's going to be at the Diaz Hotel.
Okay.
And then from there, we are coming back to Gauteng. And on the 22nd of November, we're going to be in Centurion at the Gracia Gemeente. Also a phenomenal church. I don't know if you have ever had to do with them. But it's also a wonderful church. And there I'm going to be ministering in Afrikaans. I'm looking so forward to it. It's been a while. That's the three dates we have.
Johan, if people want to connect with you and your ministry, where do they go to?
The best place to go is to the website. And from there, they can register for the events, which are all free. But they can also follow us on social media. And the website is hiskingdomtoday.com.
His Kingdom Today. And do they follow your personal profile, the Johan van Vuuren one?
That will link them to the His Kingdom profile. But from there, there's so much links there. If they go there, they can follow us on everything. Yes.
Johan, may your ministry be amazing. May the ground be prepared. May hearts be changed. May lives be changed and have meaning. And then when you go back to London, you've got a full heart and a full cup to spill over into those Londoners next time you go back.
Amen. Thank you, Janine. I appreciate it so much. Looking forward to coming to South Africa and ministering there. Thank you, everybody who was listening.